Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, May 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 3.25 cents, July wheat down 5.5 cents, and July beans down 8.5 cents. Weakness overnight. We didn't see any new export announcements. Dollar's just 25 ticks lower. Crude oil is down 11 cents, so the outside markets aren't having much impact. I think, you know, as we've been talking about, I thought the pros would sell out higher yesterday. I don't know what's going to be friendly between now and the June 30th reports, unless we announce some kind of trade agreement somewhere. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon. Farmers are getting crops in the ground. We're getting a little bit of moisture in some of the drier areas, so that helps a little bit. There is still some concern about how far behind the Dakotas and Minnesota are in terms of planting, but I think they've had some decent opportunity this week to get some work done. I think they'll still be behind, but I think the rest of the country's in pretty good shape. But from the price action yesterday, which I thought was very poor, we're seeing follow-through selling here again today. I don't think that bodes well for the market. We've got that double bottom at 11.25 in July. Beans got down to 11.5 overnight. If we close under that 10 and really 10-10 today on a Friday close, I think it would be a very weak close and opening up the door to lower prices. If July corn closes under $4, if D's corn closes under 4.16, I think we've got problems there. If July wheat closes under $5, you know, I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here for the time being. So I think the path of least resistance, particularly with the funds long corn and beans, is to move this thing lower. So, you know, I'm not saying that the bull market isn't still out there at some point, but I think we put it off here. You know, when a market reacts poorly to what I thought was pretty good news, I think it's an indication that you've got to sit up and pay attention. Hopefully some of you have bought some puts before the report. If you haven't, there's still a lot of opportunities out here. You've still got December corn at 4.17. You've still got November beans at 10.20. These are all prices well worth protecting out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.